Guani Music Festival. At this time, I'd like you to put your hands together and make welcome the queen of rock and roll music, the one and only legendary Miss Wanda Jackson.
Thank you. Oh, you're a good bunch. You're having fun already, aren't you? Well, thanks for inviting me to your party. I appreciate it. And we'll keep the party going. Let's go back to 1956, the very first rock and roll song that I recorded. However, it had to be a little country, because I had always been a country singer. But this was my transition song into the world of rock. This one right here. That's the country part. Well, I thought that you were the one romance. All you ever do is dance. If I love's a real thing, where is my wedding ring? Yeah, we rock and roll to the point we like. You're a little too quick, but it's your baby tonight. I know you had it when the rocking is through. I let you go on, what else can I do? But one thing, I gotta know. If I love's the real thing, well, where is my wedding ring? Sounds like I'm getting a little Ferlin in the Husky. Let's hope it doesn't keep going, all right? But anyway, I began recording in 1954. I've seen a lot of changes, haven't I? Sure enough. But they're mostly all good. However, we're going to switch these next two, okay? Just flip-flop those fellas. I'm already off my set list. Yeah. So I thought this afternoon I'm just going to throw in this little country song. Now, if you don't like it, you can throw it right back out. But country music and the first rock and roll, 50s rock, were really first cousins, kissing cousins, at least, okay? So, here's one that I used to use for a theme song in country music for a good while. I'm singing this with my fingers crossed. Here we go. Yeah! When I The memory's the first thing to go. Alrighty, I think I'll forget that subject. Now, here's a song from 1961 that in 61 no one ever really heard it unless you bought the record, because it was on the flip side of a song that was a hit for me. So I'll be doing them both. Bless your heart. Looky there, the hospitality around here is amazing. Thank you so much. That was that one. Yeah. just a little bit on one side or the other. I mean, while you're at it. There we go. Man, that's there to stay. You ever got applause before? Take a bow. Alrighty, I'm speaking of this song right here.
Yeah.
you. Good song. Finally got discovered by this new generation of rock and roll kids, which you are. I call you my kids, but I say that lovingly, all right? Anybody under 60 is a kid. All righty. Well, in the very beginning, 1955, we'll go back to that year for just a moment. And I was just out of high school, so boy, I was ready to make my mark on the world and go on tour. I'd had a couple of little country songs that had gotten in the Billboard country charts, so I considered myself strictly a country singer. Well, guess who the first person was that I toured with? Elvis Presley himself, yeah. One lucky kid, huh? What was so great about working with him is to be able to stand in the wings every night and watch him perform and see the reaction of these girls running down to the front of the stage and crying and screaming. We'd never seen anything like that before. We see it all the time now, but that was the first. First night I worked with him, I thought the place was on fire. I did. I grabbed my coat. I got my purse. I said, there's a fire somewhere. Sure enough, it was on stage. I had the pleasure of working with him about a year and a half, a lot of tours during that time. And we became good friends. We even dated a little what we could. Yeah. And so we'd take in a matinee movie if we got in town early, or we'd go out for burgers or something afterwards. But it was Elvis who encouraged me to sing rockabilly and rock and roll. We didn't have a name for it at that time. It was just Elvis's kind of music. And I didn't think I could sing it, but he assured me that he could, and so on faith alone, I took him at his word and jumped in and tried it, and guess what? I found a home. That's what I did. So he was right on, wasn't he? Here's a song from the album. I had an opportunity to record a tribute album to him. I call my album, I Remember Elvis. And I tell some stories on the disc, and we have a lot of photos in the little booklet. And so anyway, I don't know if you're an Elvis Presley fan, you might be interested in my record. I don't think they'll have it here today, however, possibly, I don't know. But you can get on my website, WandaJackson.com, and you can order it from my office, and I'll even personally autograph it for you. Let's do a couple of songs from that album. I chose songs he was singing when I worked with him, and I got to watch him and hear him every night. Songs like this. Thank you. It's down at the end of Lonely Street that heartbreak will turn the light. I'll be just a lonely man. I'll be just a lonely man. I'll be so lonely I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Songs from that album, from that era. Alrighty. In 2009, or however you say it, 2009, I was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Thank you. And so, thank you so much. As you can imagine, I really felt the presence of Elvis there that evening, because without his encouragement, I may have never even tried to sing rock and roll. I would have missed out on the whole lot. So my thanks to him. I thought maybe that was kind of the peak and my career would start waning and just kind of ride off into the sunset. But 2 months later, I got a phone call, this time from Jack White. You got it. Yeah, White Stripes. And no one was more shocked than I was when he expressed that he would like to make a single record and possibly an album with me. He has his own label called Third Man. Well, we put out a couple of singles. They did good, so he wanted to do an album. That album is now out. And we, you already kind of know about it, I hope. Great. The title of it is one Jack thought up, and I liked it. It's called The Party Ain't Over. So I can keep rocking a while because of Jack. And he's such a creative, talented young man. It was a pleasure to work with him. He stretched me. He pushed me. Stretched me some more. But you know what the young man has done? He pushed me right into the 21st century. And here I am again. He was kind enough to take his big band with the horns and the backup singers and himself. And we did concerts in New York City and in Hollywood We also did the David Letterman show and Conan O'Brien show. So that really gave my album a nice kick in the rump, you know, to really get it airborne. And that was very kind of him to do that for me. So now, fellas, oh, by the way, I haven't told you who these guys are. They're all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah, right out of the studio to right here at Ruwani Festival. And I'm so glad to work with them. It's Heath Haynes and the High Dollars. How about a nice hand for these guys? Very good, very good. Okay. I think I will do that in a minute. Just hang on a minute. Okay, let's feature this album now and do a bunch of songs from it. Here we go. Before a couple rocking and rolling dancing on stilts. Okay, there they are if you want to take a look. Aren't they cute? Look at. Hey, you could be in my act. We have the same color on. Okay, here's another one from the album, which was also on a single in the beginning, but it's also in the album. This one right here.
I told you I was.
Okay, thank you. Let's hit the next one. Generous of it. I let him pick out most of the songs, but there was a couple that I wanted to do, and he liked them just as well. So we did the two that I wanted. So I got a couple of things in there myself. For instance, this one right here. I'd always wanted to record this song that Elvis made, I guess, back in the late 60s somewhere. And, ooh. Oh, okay. Just didn't know what you were doing there for a minute. Okay. I'm rather shy. I gotta keep my eye on you. Okay. But this is a ballad of Elvis's, like I said. And I hope you like the way we do it. It's called Like a Baby. You gave me love to enjoy, like a bright and shiny toy to a baby. No matter what you would do, I depended on you, cause like a baby. Thank you. I broke down and cried like a baby. For it was then I could see you were playing with me like a baby. But just like a bird. Thank you. You like that one? Good. I think it's a good song, too. Okay, we've already had a request from this section. Was it you? Okay. I'm glad you like this one from our album, The Party Ain't Over. This one right here. I forget, I have the kickoff on the song, don't I? Yeah. I'm having a nervous breakdown. It's fun to just kind of hang for a while in the 50s, okay? Some of our songs, for instance, 1959, my first rock and roll number one song. But it wasn't in America, guys. America still wasn't ready for me. But it was in Japan. They liked this and made it number one. Hiroshima too, then I did the them baby of Love was on the B-side of this one coming up. It's a song I wrote with Brenda Lee in mind, actually. But my producer said it sounds like it could be a hit. So I'm thinking Brenda's had a lot more hit records than I have. Maybe I better hang on to this one. So I'm glad I did, because it became a signature song for me throughout the world. Right or wrong, I'll be with you. I'll do what you ask me to, for I believe that I belong by your side. Right or wrong,
it's
right or wrong, day by day. Okay, speaking of writing, I did write quite a few of my little rock and roll songs and that I've already sang. But here's one that seemed to really catch on worldwide. So I want to do it for y'all today and dedicate it to all the guys. Now, all the men aren't mean. I know that. There's some sweet ones. Fuzzy face, you're sweet, I can tell. Just by looking at you. Okay, but if there's any mean guys out there like him, he looks kind of mean. Okay, it's for all of y'all with the beards. Yeah, y'all are mean, I know. Here we go. I love a mean, mean man. For those of you that are singers out there, you'll understand something about air blowing in your mouth, or you're trying to control your voice. Anyway, so if you hear some funny sounds, you don't hear those on records, you know, but it does happen. All right. 1971 was a wonderful year, a time for me. Because on June the 6th of 1971 happens to be the day that I realized what was still missing from my life. I had everything I'd ever dreamed of wanting, but I knew something was still missing. And that's the day that I invited Jesus Christ into my heart, and He became the Savior of my soul and the Lord of my life. So wherever in the world I sing, I want people to know this, because I praise the Lord for the day that I saw the light. Because I had a wonder so aimless. My life was all filled with sin, 'cause I wouldn't let our dear Savior in. Oh, but then Jesus came like a stranger in the night and praise the Lord. I saw the light, 2, 3. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. Just like the blind man wandered along, worries and fears I claimed for my home. Then like the blind man, God gave back my sight. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. Well, I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow. Thanks to my, where am I, Live Oak Choir. Thank you for helping me there. I was finding it a little hard to reach those notes. Okay, well, here's one that I'm hoping you guys will know. Now, you're all pretty young, so I'm not sure you'll remember it, but if you'll give me, Heath, if you'll give me a D chord. Stop! Y'all remember that one? You do, okay. People like to rock, people like to roll, living and a grooving, gonna set it up, gonna have a party. Chicken in the chicken in the middle of the party. Now, you're very generous and very kind. Thank you. Thank you so much. The last song wasn't the best I've ever sang it, as you can probably guess. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But all righty. Well, come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Come on over, honey. Baby, you can't go wrong.
Rock, some people like to roll, swimming and a grooving, gonna stand up on my shoulder, turn it on.